Kingfish, who was one of the greatest guitar players. Great, Ward Hayden and cover. Outliers.
Great cover of the Springsteen song. I know it from Springsteen anyway. Mm-hmm. And it was just really nice. And I was saying off air that I love those guitar accents in there. Great. I mean, just the way that the instrumentation gets set up, even on a good on a cover like that, can make all the difference in the world. So I really like that.
Agreed. And I actually I'm not the biggest Springsteen fan.
I
appreciate, you know, Springsteen for who he is in this world and the music he's created and the lyrics he writes. And I understand the people that love him, right? I love certain bands that other people don't really appreciate. But he's one of those guys that his writing and his material is just absolutely incredible. But I really love the covers. And that Ward Hayden cover was great.
Yeah, I mean, well, as far as Springsteen, you don't stick around for as long as he's been
around.
Right,
without being...
Correct.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah, he's been doing it for five decades. I don't even know.
Doesn't even matter
anymore.
He's
the boss.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I say.
Shut it down right there. He's the boss.
Yeah, he's the boss.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, everybody. I'm being escorted out of here by Ryan's goons.
No, Tom's got that. Yeah, Tom's my goon.
You guys have been talking about this.
Yeah,
you planned the
we
exit
planned
of
it.
Me.
Yeah, you're being gently removed.
Fine.
And
all
by
right,
gently,
well,
he's going to use your head to open the door.
Fine. All right. So
that was a great show, guys. I wanted to tell
you
that it was great, Tom. I really enjoyed your show, Mike. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess Ryan's going to be here for the next 2 hours. I'm sorry, everybody. You have to put up with this crap from
him. Do you know,
him.
Can you, do you want to play my favorite game? Do you remember how many times I've covered some of the
This is 18.
No, it was 18 last time.
Oh, 19.
It was 19. This is my 19th time.
I was just testing you. Jesus, I was so close.
You were
I'm
really
always
close.
Way off.
You right, are.
So this is 19?
This is 19, yeah.
Okay. And 20, I can remember 20 for next time.
Yeah, I feel pretty lucky that I'm considered something about the women. I'm a, I forget what Sue, she labeled me something great. Like a sister bro. I'm a sister bro.
Well, you look like, for example, the sundress that you've got on, look great.
I always dress for the part.
You look awesome.
And I think it shines through the microphone, even though anyone can't see
and
me.
And the flowers in your hair, it's a nice touch.
I rock this.
You do?
I really do.
Ryan rocks it.
I rock it, and I think that I rock it in my soul, even when I'm not wearing this stuff.
Oh, God, he just pushes it every time.
I do, yeah.
It just doesn't stop.
Well, Tom, are you going to come back and do this again?
If Mike asked me to, sure.
Yeah, come back, Tom.
Yeah.
Ryan, hopefully it won't be number 20 next time we're back. And we'll see. Hopefully I won't see you.
Nah, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you are the three of us knuckleheads are here at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We serve Boston and all of the world in 91.5. I just said that. On WMFO.org.
That was dumb. Jeez.
Well, it's because you are distracting me.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, it was just recently your birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
40 years old.
Yeah.
You don't look a day over 80.
Yeah. The years, they just go.
They really do.
They do.
How long have you been a DJ here for now?
This is my 14th year.
14th year.
Yeah.
And Tom, how long have you been around MFO for?
You've been coming in here a long time.
Yeah, since pre-pandemic, so yeah. I don't call it 7 years.
7 years. And why is it you don't have your own show?
There's a lot to it. There's a lot to
and
it.
And he lives in Worcester, too,
yeah,
so that would
Worcester.
Be, that'd be
yeah,
a pain.
Okay.
That'd
All
be
right.
a pain.
Well, I think continuing to be a guest here is a good idea. You got a good radio voice.
Yep. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And, you know, we need somebody to keep Mike, you know, to keep, you know, to have reins on him and stuff. Or else he just gets out of control. The ego on this guy.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we get by with a little help from our friends.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And we need that more and more these
All
days.
Right. Have a fun run, Ryan.
Yes,
have a
I shall.
Fun show, Ryan.
I will.
And before we go, let's everybody say bye to Tom's lovely wife, my
bye,
dear
Tom's
friend.
Bye, Tom's lovely wife.
Bye, Gene.
Bye, Gene.
All right.
See
All right.
You.
This
have
is
fun.
Something about the women. I'm Ryan. I'm covering for the 19th time as... I like to say all the time how many times I've been doing this. I'm very honored and lucky that the three amazing women trust me enough for 19 times. It'll be 20 soon, despite Mike's horror to that. Today's show, I just recently went to Newport Folk Festival last weekend, and this show is going to be the women of Newport. Not all of them. These are just the women that I have seen the past 11 years that I've been attending Newport. So every one of these amazing women I've had the pleasure of seeing on the stage at one time or another. And we're going to kick it off right now with Hooray for the Riff Raff, who has played multiple times at the festival, including this year. And here's a great one called Rhododendron, kicking off Something About the Women, 91.5 FM.
about it now.
Occasion beat when it lifts me up. I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, wanna
That's the incredible Maggie Rose from Nashville, Tennessee. Just heard a set of women that played Newport Folk Festival this year. I had the pleasure of seeing all of these women this year. Maggie Rose, Underestimate Me. Single came out in October of 2023. It was her first release on her new label, Big Loud, and that came out on her 2024 album, No One Gets Out Alive. Up ahead of that, Mary Chapin Carpenter, who is back at the Fort this year after 30 years. It was incredible, and she was so emotional. It was just wonderful to watch, and she just killed it. And she played down at the Twist and Shout, and it was fun to watch everybody dancing to that one. And I played you down at the Twist and Shout, a third single from her third studio album, Shooting Straight in the Dark, released October 1990 on Columbia, Nashville. Waxahachie up out of that, Can't Do Much. And Waxahachie is Kansas City-based musician Katie Crutchfield. The song is off her fifth album, Saint Cloud, released back in March of 2020 on Merge Records. Maren Morris with Circles Around This Town. Lead single off her third major label studio album. It's called Humble Quest. It was released in March of 2022, also in Columbia, Nashville. And kicking off the Women of Newport Folk Festival show with Hooray for the Riff Raff, played you Rhododendron. First single release from the band's eighth album, Life on Earth, that was released February of 2022 on None Such Records. I'm Ryan D, filling in here on Something About the Women, one of my favorite shows. It's always an honor to be able to sit here and play music for you. And big thanks, as always, to Kirsten and Jane and Sue for allowing me to do so. I have a blast here covering every time I can. So, as you know, as I said, this is the theme of Newport Folk Festival, which I was at last weekend, and I had a blast. And this next set are also women that played this year. It won't be that way for the entire show. But this year, these five musicians and bands played at the festival, and including this one right here, who put on a storm right at, put on an amazing, amazing show right after a huge storm came through, and it was terrifying, and we all had to shelter in place, and then when it was over, we got to come out of the tunnels of the fort, and the Yeah Yeahs came on, and it was kind of magical, and this song is one of their greatest songs, and they played it, and it was, as I said, magical. Hear the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Maps. Something About the Women, Newport Folk Festival.
Say, 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 oh, say, say. I'm just trying to build a good life, nailing down shingles in the right side, no curling in the daylight. All like the old folks said they could, some try to make me out a liar, but I'm a dreamer with no answers. All who's been living like the sun don't shine on the same dog's ass every day. Oh, and who put the fire out? 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 Living like a fire cell, I was born a seeker. Living like a fire cell,
ain't gonna change around.
Brothers and sisters,
not too far down the wrong road to turn around.
Brothers and sisters,
gotta find a way not to fade away. Brothers and sisters.
Queen herself right there, Mavis Staples. Now, while she didn't have her own set this year, she was all over Newport, popping up on various stages and playing with many amazing artists, including Lucius and Jeff Tweedy. And it was just, it's not Newport Folk Festival without Mavis. So, of course, adding some Mavis. It's not my show or Mario's show without Mavis either. So, Mavis Staples, Brothers and Sisters, and that's off the Legends' 14th studio album, We Get By. It was produced by Ben Harper, released May 2019 on Anti Records. Hannah Cohen up at that with Dusty. Hannah Cohen is a musician from the Catskills, and you heard the third single from her album, East Earth Star Mountain, came out March, I want to say, I don't have to say, I can just look, March of this year. That's right, on Congrats Records, and it's an excellent record. Bonnie Light Horseman with The Roving, and that's off the trio's self-titled debut album. It was released January of 2020. S.G. Goodman with Fire Sign off the Kentucky Natives' third studio album. It's called Planting by the Signs. It's out. Yeah, it was released June. It's August now, so 2 months ago. Of this year, June of 2025, June 20th, as a matter of fact. And kicking off that set with Yeah Yeah Yeah's Maps. It's the third single off the New York City band's debut album, Fever to Tell, released April of 2003. This is the women of Newport Folk Festival. All of those women, all those bands played this year I'm going to switch a little bit. You're going to hear a lot of musicians that also played this year, but these are all various years now, and including this legend who first played Newport Folk Festival in the 60s and then disappeared for a while, then had some health issues and hadn't played live in years and years and years and years until Brandi Carlile came along and used her magical powers to convince her to headline a set at Newport Folk Festival in 2022, which she did, and I had the pleasure of witnessing this legend come back, surrounded by amazing musicians, including Brandi, and it was something. Very happy to have been there. Talking about Joni Mitchell, and of course she played this song back in 2022. This is California from her fourth studio album, Blue, celebrating the women of Newport.
Reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your read just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. To a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. Then I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man. California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Mm-hmm. Take me as I am.
with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You find it joy in yourself.
We all need a little joy, joy in our soul. Valerie June just delivered that right there to all of us. Joy, Joy, name of that one. That is off the Tennessee Musician's sixth full-length album. It's called Owls, Omens, and Oracles. One of those are not what they seem. Out, let's see, when was that released? A couple months back. It was released this year. It is a fantastic record. It was released on Concord Records. Up out of that, Sheryl Crow. And maybe I'm the only one that thinks this when I hear that song, but that is her most Juliana Hatfield song. It's very, it just reminds me of Juliana Hatfield's kind of delivery and sound. But, yeah, Change Will Do You Good. It's a great one off of her Grammy Award-winning self-titled sophomore album, released September 1996. It won the Best Rock Album that year and the Best Female Rock Vocal Performance. 39th Grammy Awards. It's a class